Yanglan, bonjour. Merci d'avoir accepté donc de participer à cette présentation et de l'avoir fait vivre.
Bonjour, enchanté. Ça me fait très plaisir de vous souhaiter la bienvenue à l'exposition Reviving Craft, métier d'art et design contemporain de la Chine.
Alors, c'est vrai que vous êtes très connu en Chine. Pourquoi avoir apporté vos moyens d'expression, votre communication, amener justement à faire mieux connaître les arts chinois, notamment cette tradition de travail à la main très précis, très difficile et qui prend beaucoup de temps?
Excusez-moi pour parler en anglais. This exhibition came from my television program called Reviving. For the past 5-6 years, I've been very interested in preserving the intangible cultural heritage and the savoir-faire, the hand craftsmanship of China. And I also see the possibility or the potential to revive it by modern design. Because these craftsmanship was about design in the ancient times. But nowadays, we need to revive them, especially in the time of artificial intelligence. We will rediscover the beauty and the wisdom of human hands. You know, how we observe the world, how we take materials from the nature, how we combine technology and art, how we make things functional and beautiful at the same time, and how we make our life sustainable and our relationship with the nature in harmony. Those are the fundamental questions that all human beings should answer at this time. So I take a lot of interest in observing and interviewing these masters of hand craftsmanship. I found wisdom, I found passion, I found love, patience, mindfulness, and flow, happiness in this whole process. So that inspired me to put the show offline and make it into an exhibition. But I want to innovate on the exhibition itself by presenting a lot of multimedia ways so that our audience do not only see the result of creation, but also the process of creation. Not just about individual, but about the community. Not just about a work, piece of work, but also a sense of the relationship with nature, which is sustainable and lasting.
Donc on peut dire que ces arts chinois correspondent aussi à un esprit.
Yes, I think Chinese philosophy is inspiring to all of us, especially in a world full of crisis. For example, the climate change reminds us that we have to find a way to live with the nature in a more harmonious, more sustainable way. And also, Chinese philosophy emphasizes l'unité entre l'homme et la nature, 天人合一, the harmony between human and nature. I think that wisdom is still very relevant to people today. We also use the five elements of Chinese philosophy to represent change, because there will be very interesting and a sophisticated relationship between these different elements of the universe. They are changing all the time, and their relationship is changing all the time, and new things will come out of it. I use that to symbolize the change of technology and how we work with the technology. For example, many people are afraid of the coming of artificial intelligence. Some people hate it, some people reject it. But I think if you look at human history, we can find the usage of different tools and materials and technologies to work to improve the quality of life. So I think rather than rejecting a new technology, we would rather think about how to use it in a wise way to improve the livelihood of most of the people.
Donc, votre projet est très ambitieux, très généreux aussi. pour les jeunes générations qui sont sur leur téléphone toujours, revenir à la réalité, à la matière, c'est important.
I think, especially at a time that we spend hours on our mobile phones today, we need to rediscover the beauty and the wisdom of handmaking. I'm very happy to see many parents bring their children who are playing video games all the time, but now they are so engaged into making a woodblock print, or to try to put a piece of architecture together using tenon and mortise Lego parts, right? So you will understand that our younger generation, they are interested in creativity. They are interested in the wisdom of handmaking. But we have to create opportunities for them to try by themselves. Mm-hmm. And also for adults. I think it's interesting to interact with our exhibits, to feel it, to smell it, to taste it, to touch it, to see it, to hear it, using our senses to open up, to feel this part of culture that we should treasure.
En Chine, il y a des grands magasins où il y a des étages pour faire le travail manuel, pour apprendre. En France, on n'a pas ça. Donc, développer la connaissance déjà du savoir-faire technique et puis aussi donner le goût de faire et de changer les habitudes de vie.
I'm afraid I have to say you are wrong because the French are very good at preserving their old hand craftsmanship and use it as inspirations and elements in all your lifestyle brands. The French are very famous for its creativity, for the sense of art, beauty, and also lifestyle for the entire world. And I can see there are so many different charity foundations set up by luxury brands to preserve handmaking. And also, I want to encourage Chinese brands and Chinese IPs to leverage our rich and profound history and culture, and to bring those elements of art and creativity into today's lifestyle. So you can see that in fashion, you can see that in furniture, you can see that in porcelains. The techniques are vivant et présent. They are still living. They are still relevant to our daily life. And that's the connection I want to bring to our visitors.
Alors, en France, on a de grands couturiers, des gens qui font la fashion en France, hein. Et ils ont beaucoup vendu aux Chinois, riches Chinois, donc préserver aussi le savoir-faire de la couture, etc.
Okay, I really appreciate this question. I think our hand craftsmanship is still living because it can help and improve the daily life of ordinary people, not just the rich people, high net value people. So I can raise the example of Japan. For example, in the 90s, the local designers rediscovered the beauty of hand craftsmanship by their artisanship. And then they applied these techniques into modern design and make them into lifestyle brands, which is accessible and affordable by ordinary Japanese people. I think in China, we are just entering a new stage of consumption. In the past, our consumption was symbolized by being able to purchase very high-end French luxury brands. But nowadays, the younger generation are more and more interested in our own culture and our own art, and they want to buy some of the products for their daily life, which represents their sense of cultural identity. So I see that as a huge market demand. And I think if Chinese manufacturers and brand owners are smart enough, they should catch this demand and produce proper goods for ordinary Chinese.
Donc vous êtes maintenant en France. Est-ce que ça va être facile? Est-ce que vous avez cette intention de convaincre le public français de s'intéresser à cet art à la fois ancien et qui se modernise, qui devient contemporain?
Well, I think there is a very long history of culture and art exchanges between France and China. As in today's exhibition, I also show how some of the European techniques. And in this exhibition, I also showed how some European techniques, for example, embroidery, came back and influenced Chinese handcraftsmanship. And also, this is a year to celebrate the 60th anniversary of the diplomatic relationship between China and France. And also, it's a year of cultural tourism. And also, this is a year of Paris Olympics. So a lot of Chinese will come to Paris. But then I think there are still some stereotype against Chinese art and culture by thinking that made in China means something cheap, not original, or out of mass production. I just want to show people the diversity of Chinese culture. We are a big country and our culture is very rich and diversified. So I want to demonstrate the creative part of our culture. As you can see, a whole generation of new designers are booming, are growing up in China, in all these different genres, different categories of productivity. You see porcelain, you see fashion, you see furnitures, you see tea, you see liquor. So you will see the flourishing of creativity inside China, which is happening.
Bien. Grand merci, Yang Lan, et bienvenue en France.
Merci beaucoup, je vous en prie.